This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
On Sunday, in his sermon, Father Chuck talked to us about not meeting the Messiah we want, but instead the Messiah we need. And that echoes through tonight's readings as well. Peter did not want a Messiah who was going to sit at the ground and wash his feet. And some of you probably came here tonight, or maybe some of you stayed home tonight, to avoid that whole thing yourself. I understand. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. We don't take our shoes off in front of each other very often. And we certainly don't let someone else touch our feet in public spaces. And yet, this is the Messiah we need. A Messiah who teaches us to put ourselves on the ground, at the feet of those we are expected to love. A Messiah who takes the very ordinary things, the dust of the road, the water, the towel, and turns them into the stuff of his discipleship. And does the same with the very ordinary meal he shared with his disciples that night. The bread, like many, many loaves they had shared before. The wine, just the same, has been poured out night after night when they gathered together. He takes them and turns them into perhaps not what they want, but what they need. Barbara Brown Taylor talks about learning that the manna, we heard about the meal in Exodus right before they go into the wilderness, and they eat this meal, and then many meals after that, 40 years of meals, are going to be manna and quail. So I really hope they enjoyed the lamb that evening. But that manna, it turns out, might have been a sort of bug juice that is still around in that part of the world and is still gathered up by Bedouin herders and still used as an important nutritional source. And there's all the science behind it. But one of the things that Barbara Brown Taylor says about learning that is that that might be unsettling. That it didn't just fall from heaven, but that it was a part of the natural order, a part of the world that God had already created in that place at that time when his people were there and needed it. But she argues that maybe if we know this, that the manna is a kind of bug juice that existed before the Israelites made their journey and exists now today, still sustaining people whom God loves in that wilderness, maybe that will help us to see the miracles everywhere. The manna that exists in all the ordinary things we encounter. The manna in a can of beans in your pantry right now. The manna in the very ordinary bread we're going to share tonight, just as we have shared so many other times in this space. Jesus takes the bread and the wine, the water and the feet and the dust, and the same friends he's been traveling with all these years in his ministry, and he turns them into sacrament. He takes the ordinary stuff of creation all around him and around the people that he loves, and he makes them into something miraculous and offers them back to us and offers them to us to carry forward long after his death and resurrection. Into this dark church where you have come so many times before. Holy Week is the opportunity, the invitation to see God in all of this ordinary stuff, in the water and the towels and the bowls tonight, in the bread and the wine, in refraining from the bread and the wine tomorrow, in the ordinary wood of the cross, in the ordinary stone of the tomb, but also, most importantly, in the ordinary disciples who sit around you, the very ordinary, lovable, wonderful people whom God has called us to serve as he gave his life for us. And not just the ones sitting here around you, but in the people you encountered in the traffic on your way here, in the people you'll encounter in the traffic on your way home, in the people, your next door neighbors and your far away neighbors, and all of that ordinary business in our lives, breaking through even this week that we try to set aside as extra special and holy. We still have to get here in traffic. We still go home to our neighbors. We still have to feed the dog and walk the whatever. All of that ordinariness is still here. And in all of that, Jesus says, remember me. Find me in these ordinary things. I give you my body and blood in the ordinary bread and wine. And I give you each other and your ordinary holy days that you might know that I have loved you and that I am with you even when you see me no longer. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.